In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, in Genesis chapter 12, God called and made promises to Abram the Hebrew. He announced the objective of his calling was to set up a nation for the blessing of all families of the earth. The nation was meant to serve as a conduit for the blessing of all nations. This is why God changed his name from Abram, meaning the father of one single nation, to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. The Hebrew nation was built on the collective 12 great-grandsons of Abraham by his grandson, Jacob, or Israel. Though wonderfully preserved and blessed by God, it failed to bear witness to God's saving grace. Instead of representing God's light to surrounding nations, it adopted their pagan ways. Yet, God's objective did not fail. The Lord preserved a faithful Israelite remnant who would yet deliver all that was needed to accomplish his saving plan. Over 700 years before Christ, at the gloomy end of the kingdom of Israel in God's judgment for sin, the prophet Isaiah foretold this certain hope. Let us hear verses 9 to 11 of the 40th chapter. Go up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift up. Fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. Brothers and sisters, God's judgment in Isaiah's time brought the needed cleansing of his people. The weakened and divided nation did not only lose its usefulness to God's purpose for the blessing of all nations. Overcome by the power of the day, it lost its very existence as a nation. Still, Zion represented the faithful remnant of the Israelites. Through the message of the prophet Isaiah, the remnant carried on the mission of the evaporated nation. They had repented of sin and desired to please the Lord. The Lord promised them deliverance and comfort as they served him and faithfully proclaimed his good news. They were called to lift up their voice with strength. They are the true Jerusalem, a renewed people of God. As such, they together are the herald of good news. Jerusalem had a new mission to say to the cities of Judah, behold your God, behold the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Brothers and sisters, the message to the remnant of the Israelites was about a divine initiative. This meant to actually behold their God. Their almighty, true living God was to stoop so low as to take on flesh, to become visible to them and to all Judea and beyond. This, of course, speaks of his being born of the Virgin Mary. All other nations imagined for themselves and formed with their own hands images of deities made of different materials, or they determined to worship great objects such as the sun, a tree, or animals. The invisible true Creator is merciful and self-giving. He alone could provide salvation for his redeemed people from all nations. This required the revelation of himself in full human form. This also enabled him to mediate for us humans to himself. This is the wonderful message that Zion was to announce. God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. The divine initiative meant that God comes. He comes to us. He joins our humanity. Only the true Almighty God can do that. This does not compromise his nature. Already over 700 years before it happened, Isaiah pointed out how the Almighty God planned it all. He gradually prepared each step necessary. His faithful servants, the prophets, foretold it. This is exactly pointed out in the New Testament epistle to the Hebrews, written to the first century descendants of the Israelite remnant. It begins, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power." Yes, the Creator reveals himself in himself. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah already pointed out the abiding nature of his word, which all his faithful prophets delivered. Their ministry of the word was about his holy will and unshakable decrees of the one who mightily upholds the universe by the word of his power. He comes as a perfect man, the sinless, victorious new Adam. The gospel makes this abundantly clear. Brothers and sisters, Christ is the very embodiment of God's full revelation of himself. He is the divine word spoken so clearly in the flesh, in full human nature and perfect humanity, as the Gospel of John states. "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Brothers and sisters, Isaiah's message announced that in Christ God comes with might and his arm rules for him. That is why the divine initiative should not be misunderstood as weakness, even though in Jesus he identified with our weakness. In his full humanity, he also manifested wisdom and mighty grace. He came and his reward is with him. This reward is nothing less than securing for remission of sin, which restores us to himself. As the Good Shepherd, he came to lay down his life for the sheep. Just as promised through Isaiah, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. And his true sheep hear his tender voice of grace. They recognize it and follow him. This is what we all are invited to do. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.